questions?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Right. The question is, we asked the question, where is the Imam? And we said that Imam is in hiding by being physically present but being non-recognizable. The question is, there are hadith which indicate that Imam is in Jaziratul Khadra. But some other ulama, like Ayatollah Amini, says that this is not a correct narration. You must appreciate this fact that whenever you come across a hadith, two things have to be checked out. Number one is its authenticity. That means the chain of narrators, are they reliable or not? Secondly, you have to check the contents of the hadith. If it corresponds to what the Quran says, you accept it. If it contradicts to what the Quran says, you reject it. Because the Imams themselves have told us that if you come across a hadith, even if it's reliable, but it contradicts with what the Quran says, understand that we never said it. The reasons for doubting this tradition of people going and seeing some sort of a kingdom in Jaziratul Khadra is, number one, its authenticity. Number two, there are other explanations why this could have been possible. For example, Ayatollah Hassan Zadeh Amuli, he offers, is an alim in Qom right now, he offers the explanation that this event took place a certain time of history where the Khulafa of Abbasi, they had one Mahdi ruling in one of the islands. And amongst the Khulafa of Abbasi, he was a more just king. Not all just, you can never be just if you don't follow the right leader. But he had a better government compared to the other ones. So it's a possibility that these people who went there by mistake, what they saw, they thought they saw the kingdom of Mahdi. That's the second explanation. A third explanation is, right now the whole of the earth has been charted. Cartography and map making shows every place in the earth, the oceans, the islands, the continents. There is no place yet identified where we can say that this is a unique place. The Bermuda Triangle, if you read reports from the United States military or the other investigators, they've produced scientific explanations of what the wreckages or what accidents that took place. There's nothing miraculous there. Number four, why should Imam apply miracles when something can be done in a natural way? Why go for miracles? Number five, some ulama question that the type of government, the economic system, the political system, the cultural way of life, they reflect more the cultural beliefs of the Muslims at that historical era rather than what actually are the values of Islam. So there are ulama who doubt the authenticity and they doubt the content of the hadith. Yes, please. Does the Imam have a family? Again, if you look at the traditions, it seems that there are no authentic, reliable traditions talking about his family. There are mentions that of his family, but then again, the authenticity is questioned. This hadith which says that he went to Jazira Khadra and he saw the sons of Imam. But the authenticity of the hadith is in question. If we apply the logical principles, we know that Imam is in hiding in the sense that he is physically present in one city or town or nation, but that his identity is not known. What we now need is a woman to whom, if the Imam reveals his identity, she should be of such a high degree of faith that she will never reveal his identity to anyone else. So one logical possibility is, because it is the Sunnah of the Prophet, and because the Imam under all circumstances, if it's possible, should apply that Sunnah, should he find such a woman who is of such a high degree of faith, who can guard his secret, he will get married. Secondarily, let us assume that he cannot find such a woman of such a high degree of faith. If he can live an ordinary life in such a way that he finds a woman, marries an ordinary marriage, but does not even reveal his true identity to this woman, and lives a life in such a way that he does not arouse suspicion in her, if it's possible, then we have no reason to deny the fact that the Imam has a wife and a family and children. And should then such a time come that he has lived for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and the woman says, but this man is not changing, he's still as young as he was at before. If such a time comes, then it's logical to assume that Imam can make certain arrangements that he leaves that family and he goes away. I mean, we know that when time comes, a person's time is up, he may die. So she becomes a widow. If it can happen in the natural world, for this special person, all he does is he moves away from that city, goes and stays in a second city and a third city and a fourth city and a fifth city. After 100 years, 200 years, come back to the original city, that woman is gone. He can marry another woman. These are logical possibilities. We cannot deny it. Yes? Yes. The time of his reappearance, the question is there any tradition which says when will the Imam make his reappearance? The time period, is it 1,000, 10,000? Or is it hundreds of thousands? We have no clear indication in the riwayat of the time period or duration of his ghaibah. We're just told that it's going to be a long period. There are going to be multiple tests. General signs have been mentioned, signs which were there right in the time of Sheikh Mufid 1 century ago. And they're even growing right now. Inasmuch as people several hundreds of years ago thought the signs are ripe and Imam should make his appearance, even now we think the same thing. But we've only been told that there are certain specific signs. When they appear, then his reappearance is inevitable. But those specific signs won't take years to appear. Those specific signs will appear in a matter of weeks to days to months. Within a period of several months, you find one sign after the other. The sure signs will appear. Within a matter of months, you find that Imam is making his reappearance. How long will it take? We don't know. In fact, Ayatollah Jawadi Amali even speculates. Don't think that it's going to be in this century or in the next century. It could take hundreds. It could take thousands of years. We have no evidence at all. We have no evidence at all. Our duty is to be ever ready. Yes, please. Yes, yes. That is, yes. The question is about Greenland. The riwayah talks about Jaziratul Khawra, the Green Island. Greenland basically is a land where scientists have gone there, they've explored the place, they know the whole area. They haven't found evidence. The only possibility is Imam is there, but is in a miraculous way he's hidden. Well, the question is, why should the Imam hide himself miraculously when he can live a normal life without miracles? Yes, please. How will we recognize the Imam when he makes his appearance physically? You know, the prophets of the past, Musa and Isa, in their books, they left predictions that in the future a prophet will appear, and that was the Holy Prophet of Islam. So the Christians and the Jews in Arabia were lying in wait for a prophet to come. Whenever a prophet appears, whenever a man appears who is the representative of God, in order to prove his veracity, that he is the true representative, he has to perform a miracle which none else can perform. There are three basic conditions of a miracle that have to be fulfilled before we can accept the claimant to the miracle. Number one, it has to be an act which is extraordinary. That means it breaks the natural laws. Fire burns, but as a miracle for Ibrahim, it did not burn. There are certain sicknesses which natural cures cannot heal. By miracle, Prophet Isa could bring about healing. Those are extraordinary acts, number one. Number two, this extraordinary act has to be associated with a claim. The performer of the miracle makes a claim that I'm a man of God and God is working miracles through me. And number three, he has to make a challenge. And the challenge is to the whole of mankind. Try, any one of you, if you can reproduce a similar act, just like the Quran. The Quran says, try to reproduce the whole of the book if you can. If you fail, I reduce it by 10%. If the Quran has more than 100 surahs, it says bring just 10 surahs. That's a 10% decrease. If you can't bring 10 surahs, bring only one surah. But that's the challenge that has remained unanswered till today. So definitely when Imam will make his appearance, he'll have to produce a miracle. Something which is extraordinary, something associated with a claim, and something which is a challenge which nobody can reproduce. There are specifics of what exactly he will do. Yes. Yes. Is there any hadith which says that a mu'min does not die without seeing him? The hadith I recall is Imam Ali telling Harith of Hamadan, Ya Har Hamadan, man yamut yarani, whoever dies will definitely see me. You see the transition of the soul from the body to the world of barzakh. We will be totally received, the totality of our person, of our soul, of our spirit will be received by the angelic world. The angels are under the command of the imams. Notice, when Adam was created, the Khalifa of Allah, all the angels were asked to bow down and prostrate and obey his commands. The Khalifa of God, therefore, is the highest authority after God who rules over the angels. The angel of death, all the angels working under the angels of death, all the angels will come and question. All of them are under the obedience of the imam. When the angels come to visit the man when he dies, so also the imam will come and visit him. The question is, when people will see the imam, they will see him differently. Some will see him in the face of mercy, some will see him in the face of anger, depending on their own state of faith and of character and of actions. So the fact that people will meet the imam is definite, it's inescapable. He's the representation of truth, he will manifest himself at the time of death. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes.
And definitely used to the fifth level.
Yes.
At the same time here, the last of them, the last year, the last year, the last choice.
That's correct. Yes.
Now, in reciting Surah Al-Nahl,
yes.
We see that the Nazar of Malaika tomorrow.
Yes. Yes.
The fifth in Malaika is Salam and Hamd.
Yes.
Where does it sit? Can it, where do you say? Can it be definitely granted?
Absolutely. The question is, according to Shia belief, the first man on earth is a representative of God. That's the requirement of God's mercy and God's wisdom. God will never abandon mankind without a guide. The last man on the earth, therefore, will also be the representative of God. And in between, throughout mankind's history, there will always be a representative of God, either in public appearance or in hiding. The question is, we are told in Surah Qadr that the angels come down. Do they come down to the Imam or not? The answer is yes. In fact, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt have taught us that when you want to prove that why we believe that Imam must exist, the proof is Surah Qadr. Because angels did not only come down to the Holy Prophet in his lifetime, after his lifetime, every year, once in a year, the totality of the spiritual realm opens up and all the angels come down. The imams tell us, ask the disbelievers, the disbelievers of the imams that is, who do the angels come down to? Do they come down to ordinary people? And therefore Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th night? Or do they come down to the heart of the imam so we know when Laylatul Qadr is? It's either 19 or 21st or 23rd. Yes, please. Yes. Yes. That's correct. The question is, the Quran is a living miracle. So can we consider the verse number 33 of Surah number 33, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ, that this is evidence that there must be an imam or a representative of God alive. Apparently from the ayah, there is no evidence to show that the member of the Ahlul Bayt has to be alive. Unless you take this verb, innama yuridullah. Yurid is a continuous verb. It's not a past verb. It's not to say that God wanted and willed and decreed in the past, and he has done it. It's a continuous form of the verb. God continues to will all the time that you Ahlul Bayt, evil should be kept away from you continuously, and therefore you are the pure ones. But more direct evidence is from Hadith al-Thaqalain, that the Prophet says, I leave behind you two things. An imam or a representative of God alive. Apparently from the ayah, there is no evidence to show that the member of the Ahlul Bayt has to be alive. Unless you take this verb, innama yuridullah. Yurid is a continuous verb. It's not a past verb. It's not to say that God wanted and willed and decreed in the past and He has done it. It's a continuous form of the verb. God continues to will all the time that you Ahlul Bayt, evil should be kept away from you continuously, and therefore you are the pure ones. But more direct evidence is from Hadith al-Thaqalain, that the Prophet says, I leave behind you two things, the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. So when you put these two together, so long as the Quran is there, the Ahlul Bayt have to be there. And therefore a member of the Ahlul Bayt has to be alive. Right, right. Yes. That's correct. That's correct. Absolutely. The Quran is a living... Absolutely. That's correct. The Quran is a living miracle, meaning that the same God who is all living, who 1400 years ago talked to mankind through the Prophet, even today is talking to us. All we have to do is open the Quran and God is talking to us now. So it's a living miracle. And the Imams have told us that just like the sun and the moon, they continuously move around and we have months and days and weeks and years, so also the Quran is alive and its message is alive. Given that fact, therefore, at the moment, the only thing that comes to mind, the way to prove from this ayah that there has to be a living person from the Ahlul Bayt alive, is this continuity of the will of God. Innama yuridullah. God continues all the time to will that from the Ahlul Bayt evil should be away. So there has to be a member alive where this will is going to apply. Let's pray to God to give us tawfiq to be able to realize our duties and to implement them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We seek the protection of God from Shaytan.